Here we go. Episode number 11. Let's get into it. All right, let's do our little shit talk. Let's tell what's been happening.
Oh, we had a very shit week.
We went on holidays.
It wasn't a holiday. It was a stress week.
It was meant to be a holiday.
A stress day.
But it turned out to be a week from hell, I would call it. A week from absolute hell. Bali could very well be hell on earth.
We will get into this further when we tell story time, because we have a few stories to tell from Bali.
We've got a few, like maybe 3 or 4 Bali horror stories in the space of 8 days to tell you.
Mainly revolving around Marty.
I was very, very unlucky. Very fucking unlucky in Bali. Bali wasn't very good to me.
Yeah, all in all, we're back now.
We got back on Monday. It's like Wednesday or some shit now. And so filming our podcast 2 days late. Sorry that we didn't post our podcast on Monday. Some things happened. All right, there's going to be some people coming into the house soon. And my dog is a security guard and he's going to bark. So come on in, boys. Come on in.
All right, brothers.
Who's that, Buzzy?
Take a seat.
Who's that, Buzzy? Who's that? Go and have a sniff. Who's that? Yeah, we remember Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Brittany.
Michael drank piss in front of you.
Oh, wow. On Christmas? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's standard.
What the fuck were we just talking about?
We're talking about how we're back now.
We're back now. Our content was a little bit late because of what happened in Bali. We'll get to that. But yeah, we've been back for 3 days. And holy fuck, it's good to be home, because Bali can get fucked.
No, like it would be nice to go if you had like your girlfriend with you and you just stayed chill, you weren't going crazy.
If you want your girlfriend to get robbed, then yeah, it'd be a nice place to go. And you probably were too.
Yeah, I was just fucking passed out.
You don't remember a thing of it.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the shit talk, we don't have much to talk about because we've only been back for like 3 days. We'll get into the Bali stories when it comes to story time, but now we have our new segment where we answer questions from fans.
But it has been renamed by Matt. Is that his name?
Matt Brown worked at Wholesome. Google Wholesome. It's a concrete company. He works there, and he renames the segment. And let me just quickly check what he's called this one. All right, so this segment is called... I can't see anyone. I can't believe they call the police. I'm mine.
Wow, that is... Now, how do you write that down?
A long, elaborate name. It took me a while to get the pronunciation right. But yeah, that's what it says here.
He's half finished. Now, this one's from LunchLoz20. She's cool. And she has asked... I can't read.
All right. If you could have any 5 people dead or alive over for dinner, who would they be? You two are definitely part of my dream dinner party. Cannot wait to hear the podcast. The prank call last night was hilarious. Marty's acting is gold. Thank you for thinking of me. Love you guys. Well, thank you, Lunch Loz. And there you go. All right. Our 5 people want dead or alive for dinner. I'd want Hitler. I just want to have a chat to him. Like, I'm not saying he's a good guy. I just want to have a chat to him and pick his brains about a couple of things.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see where he's coming from.
God, I hope my German mother doesn't listen to this.
Oh, no, she
would. She would never. She's not proud of me enough to listen to these. Yeah. Russell Brand. I'd want Russell Brand here. I'd want Will Ferrell. Maybe, let's just, Jackson O'Doherty. I'd want Jackson O'Doherty at dinner with me. And I'd also want my uncle. He's very broken English, doesn't really speak English well. It'd just be funny to have him there with all these strangers. So, those are my 5 people, dead or alive.
My 5 would be probably Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep.
And that's about it.
Michael just wants a one-on-one dinner with Ozzy Osbourne.
It'd be a weird dinner too.
It'd be a sexual thing.
Yeah.
I've seen him wank to the book cover, the Aussie book cover.
Yeah, it's over there right now.
All right, this question is from James_Mayo03, and he has asked, you guys are so funny and love you long time. That's not a question, but the second part's a question. I just like to read that part as well. Are you guys ever going to do another collab with Jackson? Good question, and no. We are never, ever collaborating with Jackson again. Like, holy shit. We are like... I don't know if you noticed, but we're at a mill on Facebook now. Like, we are We are fucking flying. Our wallets are bulging. We don't need friends, family anymore. We're wealthy, wealthy influencers. We don't need nothing from no one. I don't talk to anyone anymore.
Yeah, it's just me and him and Matt now and then when he comes to do the podcast.
And we get him to pay us $15,000 every time he comes here. I don't leave my house unless I'm getting paid. But yes, we will be collaborating with Jackson O'Doherty again many, many more times in the future. Of course we will be. He lives fucking 500 meters down the road.
He's sitting right there.
They just heard your voice. I'm going to amplify him saying that. Luke Irwin's here as well. Luke Irwin, 23. And Brittany Murphy as well.
She's from 8 Mile.
The dead celebrity. She's here as well.
Actually, I'd have her at my dinner.
Yeah, yeah. But not alive. Just the corpse.
Would you rather kill your mum or your dad? I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say, Michael?
Your dad.
Yep.
I don't know. Probably I'd flip a coin. Oh, probably dad, just because my mum's such a sweetheart.
Babe. Your mum's such a babe. That's what he really means. Such a sweetheart. But she's very
got a lovely
attractive.
Lovely face. Lovely face.
And a nice body. Yeah. And she looks good for her age, let's be honest.
Yeah. So I'd probably keep my mum.
Yeah. I would keep your mum around too. Anyway, let's move on because I've now got a huge erection.
Next question is, would you rather get slapped in the face by Michael as hard as he can or call your mum and tell her that you've gone gay for Michael?
I would probably prefer to get slapped because my little German mother would disown me if she thought I was gay.
She already thinks we're gay.
She was worried for a while because
shared a bed for like 2 years.
And I don't really get girlfriends often. I've got one now, but I never really used to have girlfriends. And I'd be hanging out with this guy and we'd be just getting drunk and doing dumb shit all the time. She definitely thought I was gay for a while.
Next question is from Thomas Vasilikuya D. And he said, what do you think about Bali? I think we already said. Marty's
fucking Bali. We'll get to that. It's a good question, but
we got a lot of Balinese fans.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have anything against the people. I do. I have a lot against the Balinese people. I don't have anything against the people, our fans. I love all of our fans from Bali, but everyone else in Bali who doesn't watch our shit can get fucked. Okay.
I don't know if we're going to cut that. But are we cutting that?
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see how we go.
You'll understand why I'm this upset when it comes to story time.
When we get to story time. All right, this is the second last question. It's from 420 Hayes Life.
Oh, yep. That sounds like one of our fans.
How fucked is the most fucked you guys have been?
That's a good question. There's a lot more to this story that I can't reveal without probably going to jail. But to summarize, I got super fucked on a variety of drugs over maybe 72 hours. And at the end of it, I don't really remember any of it, but I had a lot of Xanax and a lot of other things. But I ended up just going crazy. And I remember none of it.
Oh, I was talking about the Bali time. This is from that time when, man, he was twisted.
Yeah, yeah, like, no, that's definitely the most fucked I've ever been. I was in a bed with depression for like a week straight after that. Something changed in my mind after that.
It's never been the same since. Don't do cocktails of drugs, kids. Just do them.
Just stick to one at a time. One
on
at a time.
Days.
Don't mix them together too much. Unless you've done it before.
And make sure you're above 18. Kids. Most fucked I've ever been.
It's hard to say for Michael because it's the same level of fucked every time he drinks. It's just sometimes he's fucked in a different place. He might be fucked in a sewer one night. He might be fucked at some stranger's house and they wake up screaming at him. He might be fucked, you know.
Oh, no, I've got a good story. There was one time when I was 18, I came to my senses. Because you know when you come to your senses all of a sudden when you've had too much fucking alcohol?
And most
all
people probably can't relate, but go on.
Basically, all my friends, we used to stay at my house. I thought Marty was there. And everyone was sleeping in my room. And all of a sudden, I came to my senses with my mum in my face clicking, going, Michael, 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 what are you doing? And I was like, what? What do you mean? She's like, there's shit everywhere. And then I looked at my hands and there's shit all over me. I'm naked. There's shit all over my body. I turn back to the bathroom and there's shit all over the tiles. So like, I don't know what or how it happened. I think possibly I might have ran to the toilet in a rush to go shit and then forgotten to take my underwear down, shat in my underwear while I was sitting down the toilet, and then...
Wasn't it in the laundry, though?
No. This was in the bathroom.
It was a different time.
Oh, yeah. Laundry was when I pissed all through the laundry, yeah. But then, like, I went and took... Like, I must have taken my undies down and shit got all over the floor, and I must have slipped on my shit, and then got shit all over me, and then my mum obviously woke up, and I tried to blame it on Marty because I didn't know what had happened myself.
And that's usually what he fucking does. Anything bad happens at his house, sometimes it was me that did it. So his go-to was, Michael, did you leave this porn open on this laptop? No, that was Marty. So I'd get the fucking blame, but thank God I walked home that night and didn't stay at his house.
Yeah. So then I took my mum to my room, and then obviously he's not there, and I was like, fuck, it was me. So I don't know, that was one of the worst things, almost fucked I've ever been, was when your mum clicking in your face saying, Michael, there's shit everywhere.
Michael's shit everywhere. He selected a room of the house and sprayed it with shit. That's how fucked Michael gets sometimes.
Yeah. And that was just at 18. Now I'm 11 years older.
And he still does it. And his bowels are even longer and thicker.
What hurts more, nut shots or golf balls?
Nut shots hurt way more than golf balls.
Golf balls, if you think a golf ball hurts that much,
A golf ball, it is quite painful, but a nut shot, like, I get worried about the long-term effects of someone just toe-punting me in the balls. Your nuts could get twisted, you might not be able to have kids. Like, the pain level might not be the same. Well, it's probably even, but golf ball is just a bruise.
Yeah.
Unless it hits your spine and you can't walk, in which case then you get to make disabled jokes for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And just don't get hit in the spine. Trust your friend not to hit you in the spine.
Or just if it's coming at your spine, just move out of the way.
Slightly, real quick, yeah.
Like if there's a golf ball coming at you, just maybe get out of the way.
Yeah.
If you don't want to get hit by a golf ball,
or move. Just let it hit you in the spot you want it to hit you.
Yeah, if I want to get hit in the ass with a golf ball, I'm just going to move my ass to where the golf ball is. It's very simple.
It's reflexes. It's story time, apparently.
Yeah, I'm just, I just opened this up so I could read the title of the segment now, because it's been renamed again. It's got a few numbers in it. I'm just going to have to clear my throat for this one. So this new segment is called... And basically,
shit,
this is
like that out, dude.
Just a segment where we just talk about a story that's happened to us, a crazy story, and
that was a good rename, dude. That's not bad, Matt.
Yeah, that was a pretty... It's difficult to read. Like, the spelling was on point. Don't know about the numbers, but that's a cool name. I hope that's still the name next week.
Put the aircon on. I'm fucking hot.
Hot and bothered. The whiskey's heating him.
Yeah, it's fucking really fireball whiskey.
Okay, so that's this segment. Basically, we just talk about a crazy story that has happened. And in this case, we've just come back from a holiday, and which contained a lot of crazy, stupid, fuck off stories. Where to begin? Day one, a cab driver tried to steal my... Because I have an iPhone X, right? And they're really... You know, it's a third world country. The Balinese people, they don't have much. And I guess an iPhone X is someone dropping a suitcase of $1 million or carrying a suitcase of $1 million, the equivalent in Australia. So I leave my phone... I'm getting out of a cab. I leave my iPhone on the seat. I go to grab my phone, and the fucker drives off. Like, drives off down the road. I'm sprinting after him. This is day one. Day one. I'm sprinting after him, screaming. Some dude in a scooter's next to me sees me, like, panicking. I jump on the back of his scooter. I say, follow that car. He's a while ahead of us now. There's a blue cab. There's like, fucking hundreds of blue cabs are up there. We follow in this cab. We finally catch up. It's not the same goddamn driver. So I tell this little scooter dude to take me home. And then I get Michael's phone, turn on, find my iPhone. Michael's phone's only on 10%. I know my phone is only on like 5%, and I know as soon as my phone dies, find my iPhone thing will turn off. So I jump on the back of a scooter and I say, follow this. And then we go flying around Bali, zooming in and out, and finally catch up to this separate cab driver. So the original cab driver's obviously already sold it off or given it to someone who can, like, hack it or whatever. And then I'm knocking on the cab. I'm like, you have my phone. He's like, oh, yeah, I was just coming to drop it back to you, man. Lying scum! Lying scum! He was not doing that! Then he wouldn't let me into the car. I was like, let me in, let me in. He's like, oh, not only if you let me drive you home. So we wanted some fucking money. So I was like, whatever, man, just open the door because I just wanted to see where my phone was. Open the glove box, there it is. And then he charges me like fucking triple price.
How did you not hit him in the face or spit on him?
It wasn't the same thing.
They're connected, man. They're connected. I would have spat in his face.
I was just so relieved to have my super expensive phone back in my hands, right? Anyway, next day, all is well. We go shopping. We do some sightseeing. It's like 1 a.m. We use this app where you like, it's like the Uber version in Bali. It's called Gojek. And I'm on the back of a scooter looking at the GPS, right? And the scooter's like just plotting along normally. I'm nearly home. I'm like half a kilometer away from home. And then this dude on like a motorbike, like a bike that's much faster than the one we're on, zooms past and snatches my phone out of my fucking hands. And then I grab the shoulders of my driver and I'm like, chase him, he just stole my phone, chase him. And he's all confused, he didn't know what had happened. And it took a while for him to register and then slowly takes off after him. And then of course there's no way we're going to catch him. He's one small Balinese dude on a motorbike and I'm a 90 kilo man with another small Balinese man on a fucking scooter. So we go home, I try and turn my, do the same thing and do the find my iPhone thing, but the dude's turned it off.
Because the iPhone was open.
He had it unlocked. He snatched it off me while it was unlocked. So he didn't need a passcode. He had access to everything. Now, stupidly, very stupidly, I had all my passwords saved in my notes. Passwords to everything.
Like we could have lost. I'd be dead hanging upstairs in my fucking closet.
Yep, and
right
I
now.
Would have tied the noose for him. I would have tied the fucking noose for him to help him hang himself.
I would have had a bat as I fucking did it, but I'd be dead.
It's good to go out like that. Anyway, so he's turned find my iPhone off. I start getting emails on my laptop because I haven't brought my laptop over to Bali. I start getting emails saying, here is the passcode to reset your Facebook. Oh, your Snapchat password has been reset.
Meanwhile, it's my birthday this day.
The next day, it's Michael's birthday the next day. We get home at midnight and I am fucking stressing balls. I'm changing SIM cards. I'm through my mates. I'm like changing primary numbers on all our social media shit so that they send verification codes to that phone instead of the phone that's been stolen. All this fucking bullshit for like 7 hours. Literally spent from midnight to like 7 a.m. changing all of the passwords that I could remember. That I'd saved on my phone. I had no idea what all of the passwords, like, I changed the main ones and I thought we were okay. And then the next day was his birthday. They all left at like 9 a.m. I'd only just gotten to bed at 7 a.m. and I was just so stressed. So I couldn't even go to the birthday celebrations. Then throughout the entire holiday, I'd get random emails saying, here's your reset code to reset your Facebook password. So these people obviously still were trying to hack my phone and shit. It's unbelievable. The entire holiday that kept happening. The entire holiday. So that was a great source of stress. And to make things 10 times worse, I had phone insurance, but only for damage for $10 a month. $5 extra a month covers stolen phones, but I only had the $10 insurance. So always, always make sure you get the $15 a month insurance because I came home and I've had to pay $2,500 to get a new phone instead of getting a brand new phone for free because they didn't pay extra $5 a month.
And you got to pay for the $2,500 phone that you lost. So technically, you're paying $5,000.
Exactly. Well, I would have had to pay that $2,500 initially, but still, I've lost out on $2,500 instead of nothing for an extra $5 a month.
Now, getting to another fucking fuckery story of Bali, and this... You guys need to fix your sewage system. There's fucking potholes everywhere.
I think they just need to fix their walkways. And they also need to fix what their drug dealers are selling. All the drug dealers are selling is fucking Valium. Valium, Xanax? All right, we'll have some Valium. We're not sure the effects of mixing it with alcohol. Well, we are, but, we're
on holiday.
Whatever. So, long story short, there's holes in the walkways all along the footpaths,
like
Bali.
Like 1.5, 2 meter drops, 1 meter by meter holes.
And in the holes, they put like things to, I guess, to try and stop to like deter show people you. That there's something there. It's fucking pitch dark, and they'll have like wooden stakes sticking out of them to try and like remind people that there's, you know, a hole there, right? But if you're on a lot of Valium and alcohol, which we weren't.
Yeah, we weren't. We would never do that.
We were just walking out, trying to enjoy ourselves.
And like for some reason, we're just walking from side to side. Like Marty was especially going side to side along the road. I'd just gotten out of a mini mart to get a beer for my first beer. And then all of a sudden, I hear this cry, Michael, help. And I look and I can't see where he is because he's gone and he's down some hole. So then I run over to where the hole is and I rip him out and his face is fucked. Oh. He's like pissing blood out of his fucking teeth. Luckily, his teeth were there, but just above his teeth where his gums are, they're all like black and cut up. Like it was messed.
I basically face planted into one of these sewage holes and hit my teeth first, just above my front teeth. So now one of my teeth, the gums, like my gums go along like this, and then there's just a huge, so it looks like I have one giant tooth now. And one of my front tooth was wobbly. There was blood pouring out of my mouth. My lip was all fucked and cut up. I had cuts all over my body, and there's just this sewage water running over me. I should probably go to the doctor. But anyway, Michael pulls me out, and we go home, and then we're just like, we shouldn't have gone out. Our friends were quite upset with us, and rightfully so. Yeah. Dumb decision.
Yeah, we do silly things.
Do not mix Valium and alcohol, I guess, is a lesson that we have learned that you don't have to test.
Yeah, and what we can also testify about Bali is if you want to buy marijuana on the street, we've tried it. Don't do it, because if you do, you can get put away for a year just for having a joint, and they will sell you oregano.
It won't be weed. So even if they offer it, don't buy it. Because, yeah, number one is a long jail time, and number two, it's not real weed. Like we
scientifically took that
risk.
We
did an experiment over there, and that's what we found out. So yeah. don't bother. Don't bother doing it.
We took it to show you guys what could happen, and that's what happened.
We didn't actually do it, but we did an experiment over there.
Yeah, as scientists, so that's why we did it. We're helping the world.
Influencing.
And the magic mushrooms are normal mushrooms.
Yeah, if someone says to you, I have magic mushrooms, no, they're actually shiitake mushrooms.
So they're normal mushrooms, and we did that also scientifically.
Another experiment, but we did not purchase them. We just did an experiment where we found that out.
And as scientists, we purchased them.
So, long story short, Bali was nothing but drama and stress. I was on my laptop half the time, changing passwords, but we're back home now, and what a fucking relief. And to be honest, it's going to take a lot for me to ever go back to Bali again. We love our fans from there, but I'm sorry. Come to Australia to come and see us, because fuck, I fucked myself. My life was hard over there.
Yeah, it was a stressful week.
Yeah. And, so many ways.
But we come to our next segment. From a sad, sad story comes a good story, because hopefully Matt has got some good stories.
Oh, hang on. It might not be the segment we think it is, because he's just...
Because he renamed it again.
Oh, yeah. He's actually renamed it.
He always does that.
Oh, man. This is getting ridiculous.
Are you hard?
All right. So, news segment, it's a news segment where we read news headlines. We've done it for the last 10 episodes, but he's renamed it and he's put in bold capital letters, like he specifically wants me to enunciate certain parts of the title.
There's fingers in the taco
with a question mark at the end, hence the inflection. So that's the name of the segment, and it's a segment where we basically read news headlines. Next story is from the Straits Times, and this headline reads, robbed, hurt, harassed, Singaporean couple's nightmare Bali vacation. All right, let's read on. Let's see if theirs is worse than ours. Husband and wife were robbed, injured, hospitalized, and harassed during a four-day trip. That sounds like a fucking better holiday than mine. That sounds like a much better holiday. When I was at the police station, there were dudes there who also had been you know, attacked by a bunch of Balinese. I would much prefer to have them, a group of 10 of them, beat the shit out of me to take my iPhone, because then at least I know I did everything I could to save my phone. And I would have done a lot to save it. But no, they stole it from me in a way that I could do nothing. Not a thing. So it sounds like they had a better holiday vacation than we did. So yeah, it sucks, but that's just what happens when you go to Bali.
Holy shit, I'm not going to agree with it, but I'm not going to disagree with it either.
Next fucking story. All right, here we have a story from the Daily Mail. Surfer is bitten by a shark in horror attack off Australia's east coast.
Happens all the time. If I was in the waters, I wouldn't let the fucking shark bite me. I'd walk away. I think we've gone into this before.
This is just, why do we keep having to? It's because not enough people listen to our podcast. Listen, okay, we'll explain it. Again, okay, if you go swimming and you see a shark, turn around and walk away.
Just don't swim.
Disengage.
Like, just go up. Like, fucking fly up or something.
You see it coming at you, move out of the way, turn around, walk away. Keep your head down, walk away calmly. Do not engage with the shark, otherwise it will bite you. If it goes to bite you, move out of the way.
Dodge it, step it. It's simple math.
Oh my God. Just move out of the way. Stupid story. This surfer is an idiot. What are you doing getting bitten by a shark? Move out of the way and walk. Leave the situation.
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not on. I agree.
Next story is from the Daily Mail.
And our favorite.
And they have said, sweet and sour. Mining town is divided over plans to build the world's biggest lollipop amid fears it will attract the dregs of society.
There's better shit to build than a fucking lollipop.
Is this a real lollipop? Like, obviously, if it's a real lollipop, it's going to go off.
The rain will affect it. It will fuck it up.
Even
the weather.
If it has a cover over it, if thousands of tourists were to lick this giant lollipop, it becomes a health hazard, doesn't it? Because I've got hepatitis B from Bali, so if I were to lick it and someone else were to lick it, hepatitis B outbreak. There it is.
And just build better shit. Fix the world. Don't build big shit like big bananas, big prawns, big pineapples, and big lollipops. No one needs it. Fuck it. Even that big Jesus statue in Brazil can fuck off as well.
And that's not even the body of the story. The main headline is fears it will attract the dregs of society. Why the fuck would the dregs of society go and visit a giant lollipop?
What's dreg mean?
Like the scum, like the fucking...
I like that word. But yeah, what are they, what, Willy Wonka fans are all dregs?
I don't see meth heads walking around with lollipops in their mouths, Daily Mail, so that's a bullshit fucking story.
Oh my God, you sick, sick fucking corporation that is fucking and dumbing down the world. People need to listen to us. Ars. A-R-S-E.
All right, which brings us to our final segment. Which is, of course, fucking hell. All right. It's been changed again. The name here, it's been changed again.
It's quite short, though, this one.
Yeah. This is just, it's a very compact title. But again, Matt has really emphasized, he wants me to read the title out. Matt Brown from Wholesome. He works there. So the next segment is titled... And this is basically just a prank call. Okay, we just do a prank call.
That was my favorite one yet.
I reckon we call someone else this week, because previously Domino's has started hanging up on us.
Not at this time.
That's true, but I feel like they're starting to recognize my voice. Okay, so the premise for this week's prank call is we're going to have to start calling a different restaurant, because the Domino's is onto us. They hang up a lot on us now. So this week we are going to call a Chinese restaurant, because the Domino's is onto us now. They recognize my voice
and they watch our podcast, cuz most of the fucking world population does,
I think. So anyway, I'm going to call this Chinese restaurant. I'm going to make an order, but as I'm ordering, I'm going to be saying, help me, please help me. So I'm going to be introducing or just punching in cries for help like I'm in trouble. I don't know how this one's going to go. They're going to be very confused, but yeah, I'm just going to be pretending like I'm asking for help, like really urgently, like something terrible is happening to me amidst all the order. and also not even mention it. Just continue with my order, and if they say something about it, I'll just be like, what are you talking about? Here we go. If they don't pick up, I might just leave a voicemail and then we'll call someone else.
Yeah.
No, they've hung up.
Wow. Shit business.
Let's stick to the pizza theme.
Yeah, at least we know pizza's well.
Okay, here we go.
Pizza Plaza, Vito speaking. How can I help you then?
Hey, mate, can I just make a pickup order, please? Help me.
Yeah, sure. Your phone number there, thanks.
Yeah, my phone number is 0405-69.
Sorry, 69?
69, yes. Help me. Yeah, no, you need to help me.
No worries. And the name that it's under?
Name is Marty, M-A-R-T-Y. Please help me. Hey, I need you to help me.
No worries. And what would you like to order?
So can I just get a couple of pizzas? Can I just get a large... you guys have like a meat lovers, right? You need to help me. Yeah. You need to help me right now.
Yeah.
A large meat lovers? Yeah. What are the bases you guys have? Please. Please, I'm begging you. Help me. Sorry. Send help to my house. Let's go deep pan for that one, please. Please, yeah. Please, why are you listening? Help me.
Would you like tomato or barbecue sauce on that one?
Barbecue for that one, please. Please, I'm begging you. You need to help me. Yeah, and for the second pizza, can I please get a... you guys have like a vegetarian option, right? Why aren't you listening? You need to help me. Send someone right now. Vegetarian option?
Yeah. So we got a couple vegetarian ones. So we have our normal vegetarian, help. Which is mushroom, capsicum, onion.
Help me.
Tomato and olives, or we have like a gourmet vegetarian one, which is eggplant, zucchini, feta, olives, Spanish onion,
capsicum. Please help me. Yeah, that last one sounds pretty good. Yeah, I'll get that one. Please help me. Hey, excuse me. Hey, help me, please. I'm in trouble. And for the last pizza.
Are you talking to me?
Pardon?
Sorry. So, which one were you after? The first vegetarian?
No, I think the third one you mentioned was pretty good. Please, I need you to help me. Yes, I'm talking.
Yep, no worries.
The third one, yep. And for the last pizza, can I just get... you guys got like a Hawaiian, right? Help me. Hey, why are you listening? Fucking help me. Please help me. Pardon?
Just have a pineapple one, yeah.
Help me. Help me. I need you to help me, please. Help me. There's someone. Yeah, and I'll just get a couple of drinks on the side as well, please. Help me, please. Hey, I need you to help me. Where are you? Please, send someone.
And what drinks would you like with that?
Can I just get a... what drinks do you guys have? Help me. Please, I need you to listen. Send someone.
Coke, Fanta, Diet Coke.
I need you to help me. I'll just get a Coke. And, do you guys have Mountain Dew? Help me. Please, fucking help me. Just listen. Help me. Send someone. Help me, please. They're here. They're coming. They're coming.
We don't have Mountain Dew. We have Sprite.
They're coming. They're fucking coming. They're coming now. They're coming inside. Ah. Yeah, so have you got that order, please?
Sorry?
Can you just read that order back to me?
So it's a large meat lovers with barbecue sauce, a gourmet vegetarian, a wine, and a bottle of Coke. We don't have Mountain Dew. If you want Sprite, we have Sprite.
You need to help me right now. Call the police. You need to help me. Yeah, let's just go with a Sprite.
That's $69.85 and be ready for you in about 20 minutes.
Sorry, can we just cancel that order? Someone's just come inside my house just to rob me, so I'm just going to have to cancel it. Sorry about that. I feel bad. Why the fuck didn't he hang up?
Why didn't he call? Is there a way he can trace our number and call the cops?
No, and also, what the fuck? If someone's saying that to you on the phone,
he did mention, are you talking to me?
Once.
Yeah, I know. That was weird. He ignored it. He's a very, very weird man.
Very strange, strange employee, but well done.
Pizza Hut.
He stuck to his job and he didn't hang up.
He's trying to get you some fucking money for your corporation.
I'm going to screenshot that pizza place because that is our new spot to call.
Yeah, you guys are fucked.
You're in for a real treat.
Oh,
okay. So moving ahead, we're going to be posting as per usual on Instagram, on Facebook, and yeah.
Did we tell them about?
Yeah, so there's been a couple of rule changes on Facebook, and our content has to be quite PG if we don't want our videos to be removed. So if you're like, what the hell, Marty and Michael aren't hurting each other anymore, they're not even bleeding from anything, then that's why, because we have to try and come up with ways that we're still funny where we don't throw shit at each other or hit shit with each other. So we're probably going to start doing some social experiments and stuff like that. But don't worry, we will still be scientists forever.
Yeah, and we're still always the best.
Fuck that shit, eh? Fuck that shit off. I'm going to the bloody bottle line.